There are certain attitudes that may be prevalent amongst people, and sometimes we need guidance and direction to revisit them and to modify them or to change them. And I just noticed here two very interesting things. Let's take the second Toelis first. When it came to the month, so the Torah says, if you took more of lo hedif hamarbe, hamabit lo hechsir, ish, oh, that's something else. Okay, it says, no matter how much you took, you got the right amount. It's supposed to be oymel agul goyles, and whether you took more, you had the right amount, took less, it all ended up miraculously. So the Rabbag says, "V'hu she'ein roil odom l'sagef nafshoi l'mnoa mimenu mezoinu ha'echrechi." A person shouldn't starve himself. He wants to limit his diet. He wants to hold back from taking the amount of nourishment, the food that he needs. V'ein roil loy gam kein she'yochal yosem in haroy la'amidas gufoi. And he shouldn't eat more than the appropriate amount to sustain himself. There's a balance. V'lozet tzivo Hashem Yisale, Hashem commanded Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, sheyilketu oymer lagul goylas. This is the proper measurement. This is the proper portion size. Al sad ha'omur, like we said, v'sibev Hashem Yisale al sad ha'moifis, and Hashem made it derech moifis. Shekasher modedu ze loymotza kol echo mehem ki im hashir haroy. Derech Meifis, no matter how much you took, Hashem made it miraculously that you're going to get the amount, you're going to end up, when you come home or when you take it into your house or when you sit down to the table, you're going to end up with the proper portion size. That was the nest that Hashem did when it came to the mon. Ki hakavono helikis, the divine intent was, hoiso, sheyir lehem lechem chukom lepochas leyeser, should have the amount that you need, not more, not less. Shouldn't be having too much, and shouldn't be lesagif to cause himself to be the amount of needs. Lahargilam, now this is the lesson. Lahargilam b'midas ha'histapkus, one, to make them rogil in the midah of histapkus. Histapkus means I have what I need. I'm sameach b'chelkoi, I'm mistapik b'mu'ut. I have my amount that I need, and this is what I'm, number one, histapkus, not to go beyond, number one. Number two, ulaharchik mehem, mashiyasu shar ho'umois, litzayir nafshom, v'yidmu lavoid Hashem yis'ale, b'zeh oifen. And to be marchik, to distance them from something that the Umay Sa'olam have this idea that they inflict tsar on themselves, and they think that through causing myself pain, I'm serving Hashem. I'm serving Hashem through the infliction of pain on myself. Then it adds that shelo yosim imenu adboika, the same thing, they shouldn't leave over. Also for the same thing, it should be the right measurement. But there's something very interesting over here. It says two things. First of all, the first kavona was that a person should be murgul in istapkus. That Hashem bederech nes, the istapkus is such an important midah that a person should know what I have. I'm satisfied with the right amount. I don't have to be constantly looking more and more and more. It was so kedai. I mean, I dare say, but I can't prove that this is all part of the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. This is a midah which is necessary, assuming that's true, but I don't know if that's provable or critical, but istapkus, it's kedai that the Torah made, Hashem made Nisim 40 years in the Midbar, to what that's already after Kabbalah HaTorah, but it's necessary, it started before, that they should be, the person has to know that istapkus, you can't have these jealous eyes that are popping out of your head, and I must have more and more and more and more. It's a terrible thing. Ad kedei kach, that Hashem had to make b'derech nes. This is, Rabbeinu Sadia says, this was the greatest of nisim because it was a nes tmidi every single day, that they should be rogel in his tapkus. But more than that, to be marchik them from this thing that the Umay Sa'olam do, that they believe in this inflicting on a pain, physical pain on oneself, and that's the the optimum form of Avodas Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? By painting yourself. Very interesting. So I don't know if it's mashma here that they learned this from the Umos HaOlam, because it says Mashayasu Sharu Umos. It means that they what they will do. So it could be, it's not that they learned it, but it seems there is this sense that a person has, and the Umos HaOlam, the religions of the world have copied this, and to a great extent we find it. I'm not going to go into comparative religion here, but that, you know, if you cause yourself pain, then you're really connecting. You've connected to the spiritual world. Pain is the venue to enter the spiritual world, to enter the connection with Hashem. You want to serve Hashem? Cause yourself pain. Fasting and like Mr. Sherm says, rolling in the snow and in the ice and all these things, these are spiritual efforts. And the Ralbag teaches us that it was extremely important to learn this lesson in Midas. And the lesson is that this is not the Midah that a person should have, is not that Avodas Hashem is about paining myself, and the more that I can deprive myself, and the more that I can pain myself, the more that I'm an Eved Hashem, as many as the Umos HaOlam say or will say. But Adarabba, if I care, it's kedai to be marchik them now. Marchik them. Teach them. The Torah should teach. Moshe Rabbeinu should teach a lesson. Hey guys, you know something? Istapkus is good. And to go less, and to think that the Hashkofas HaTorah is to cause yourself, inflict pain on yourself, that's not right. It seems that's not enough. It seems that that's so much a part, just like Taiva and wanting more is a part, that the Torah had to make it, Hashem had to make it in such a way that the Derech Nes for 40 years to be able to instill in them this idea, this is false. This is negative. You think it's true. Everybody has this natural, oh, if I pain myself, maybe they look at this pain in the world and they see maybe that must be part of it. I don't know. But there's something inside of us that tells us, Avodas Hashem, oh, when I pain myself for the cause, when I inflict pain, now I'm really a good person. Now I'm really doing what's right. I'm rolling in the ice and I'm inflicting pain on myself. And that's so deeply rooted in a person. It seems that, I don't know, maybe we're not aware that we have it. Maybe we are aware that we have it. I don't know. That's something else. But it seems that was necessary to be marchik us, a lesson, a shir, a shmuz, a directive from Moshe Rabbeinu mipi Hagvura. Wasn't enough. It had to be that for 40 years in the Midbar, that this lesson was we pulled away distance and distance, further and further and further and further, that it's not about L'sagif nafshe limnoa mimeno mezoino hachreichi, to reduce the amount, to take in less than I need. That's not what Avodas Hashem is about. And it seems from the fact that Hashem went to such extreme to teach that lesson, it seems that it's a very hard lesson to learn. It seems that there is such a thing, and something we have to consider if we sometimes feel that, and what really happens, I think, and this is already just an explanation or an extension, is that the Yetzer Hara would love us to believe this, because it's sort of, you know, when I feel that this is it, okay, it's I'll suffer that, and I'm Yetzer with that. And really, it's not about that. It's not about causing myself pain. It's about elevating myself. It's about refining my character. Lo nitna hamitzvos ela litzarif enes habriyos. It's all about the refinement of character. It's all about growth. It's all about reaching my infinite potential. It's all about reaching the level. The Alter says, a beautiful shmuz, he says that even after the chet of Adam Rishon, with the reduced bria, we still have the ability through, they had that by Kabbalah Satori, he says, they reached a level, and he says by inference that we could have that, we could do that too. They reached a level which was equivalent to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. The human being has such a potential to reach such high levels, even though we were reduced after the chet to such pchisus that we have today, but yet the potential is still there to reach that. And that's what it's about. And maybe the Eitz Hara distracts us and says, oh, you know, I'm suffering. I go through this. I go through that. I'll deprive myself a little bit. It's not about that. It's not about that. When it comes to a nozit, Chazal said, Dayecho mashos ratoiro. The Rishalmi says that if I Kodesh Baruch Hu provided clearly permissible pleasures in this world, fruit and other enjoyment, and we don't take advantage of it, is osed litnes adin. There's a tfiyah. Why not? Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be have hanor. He created the whole thing that lehodom lenivro el lesaneg al Hashem. It has to be a very positive thing. Just one more thing, very quickly. It says that by the Yamsuf, when Paro was pursuing them, that they frayiru meoid vayitzaku bnei Yisrael Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. So the Rabbag says, here's a toelis amidos. Who? Shiroi l'odom kishayetzalom. A person has tzar. It's tzar. We're now in big trouble, a terrible thing. She ispalal Hashem. Who? A chidish niflo. She be mispalal Hashem. But lezeh siper. Shekvar tzoku Yisrael Hashem b'hatzar lahem. That's why the Torah taught us that when the Klal Yisrael had the tzar of Paro coming after them, so they davened to Hashem, they called out to Hashem, Shkoyach. That's the big chiddush in midos. So first of all, what's the midah? And second of all, you should be mispalel. Okay, it's a mitzvah to be mispalel. Well, what's going on over here? So it seems that it's the same idea or a similar idea. The pshat is that there's a tzara. There's a tendency that a person could have that when the tzora comes on me, that's what's supposed to be. That's why Hashem made it. Hashem does everything for the good. Kol mador rachmon letavovin. And this is the tzora, and I'm supposed to suffer this tzora right now. And that may be true. That is true. If Hashem made it, it is. But there's a different attitude that we have to have also. That Hashem put me in this matzav. When I'm in a matzav of tzora, the natural, the midah, the feeling that I have to, the response, the emotional response that I have to feel is, he put me in the tzora, my job is to be mispalel, to remove the tzora. And that also is not so poshut. That sometimes we you know, there are people that don't look at a tzora like that at all. That's maybe begeder kfira. But even when I'm ready to look at a tzora and say, this is for the good and Hashem made it for a purpose. But the purpose oftentimes is, or one of the main purposes is to bring me to tefillah, is to bring me closer. And there's a tendency, you know, like some people say, well, what's tefillah all about? If Hashem inflicted this, that means that's good for me and that's what he wants. So what am I telling him to take it away? Terah says, his job is to inflict it, and maybe the purpose of it, or certainly one of the purposes or benefits is to bring me to tefillah. But a person has to have that act, the attitude. So mitzad echod he's mekabel yisurim be'avo, mitzad sheni he's not supposed to wallow in it and say, oh, this is the way it is, and I have to have. Yeah, don't be boyet, don't be kofer, don't get angry. Be mekabel and be'avo, but mitzad sheni, do something about it. And by Yitzhaku El Hashem, that was the proper thing, and the Torah is teaching us this should be the natural response, that when there is suffering, the way we respond is we mispalel to Hashem to remove the suffering, because the Torah is not about suffering, Torah is not about depriving, Torah is about the odom lo inivro el lesaneg al Hashem, it's tainug, and the emesis Hashem wants us to have every possible tainug possible, and the only reason that is the opposite of these things is just to bring us closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.